Illegal poaching threatens animal species around the globe. Elephants, sharks, tigers, and also a rare turtle called the radiated tortoise. NHPR's Todd Bookman reports on how a guy from New Ipswich, New Hampshire, found himself in Africa trying to save some of these ancient reptiles.
Matt Patterson doesn't have long hair. He's not big into exercise, and yet he's always wearing a bandana. Actually, he designed it himself.
This is a Northeast turtle bandana, which I made because I kept looking for a bandana with turtles on it, and all I could find was Ninja Turtles. So I said, the hell with this, I'll have to make one.
Patterson's bandana is just one of many reptile and amphibian-themed items he makes. He specializes, though, in highly realistic paintings and prints.
Are you offended if I call you a turtle artist?
No. I love it. It's my dream. I've made it.
Turtle artists don't live charmed lives, especially those based in rural New Hampshire. Patterson hustles. He illustrates books. He goes to craft fairs. And more recently, he started selling work at turtle conferences.
Met a bunch of just wild, crazy turtle people. Loved it.
The turtle world is a small, tight-knit kind of place. And Patterson, at 38 years old, is finally getting on the inside of it. He's big on turtle Instagram, he's got a show coming up, and he recently got invited to Madagascar. The lush island off the coast of Africa is in some ways the epicenter of the turtle world right now. And that's because of what happened there last year, something that became an international news story.
In April of 2018, 10,000 radiated tortoises were found crammed wall to wall without room to move or eat inside a small house in southwestern Madagascar. The thousands of rare critically endangered tortoises had all been stolen from the wilderness by poachers.
10,000 radiated tortoises stuffed inside a house, living in their own waste, no food, no water. A quick nature note, tortoises are simply turtles that live on land. Poachers target radiated tortoises because of their shells. It's the same reason Patterson likes to draw them.
Yeah, they're beautiful. They're probably the best looking tortoise in the world, I think.
They have a bright, almost star-like pattern.
Each one of those star patterns is like unique to that tortoise, so it's almost like a fingerprint.
Illegally poached radiated tortoises can sell for tens of thousands of dollars each in China, where they're sometimes kept as pets. After authorities busted this poaching operation, specialists with a group called the Turtle Survival Alliance swung into action. That includes an expert named Josh Lucas, who spent months doing round-the-clock care.
And now, here almost a year later, I'm in Madagascar. I've been here almost 2 months now, exclusively surveying a bunch of potential sites to reintroduce these animals, because our ultimate goal is to get them back in the wild, but we can't just throw them in the wild with such extreme poaching pressure.
Today, there are 3 million wild radiated tortoises in Madagascar. In the 1990s, there were four times that many. And so, before any of these rescued tortoises are released back into the wild, experts want to be sure that they'll be safe. And that's where Matt Patterson comes in.
Today's my first day at the Tortoise Center. I spent the night here last night in my tent, which I think was probably about 100 degrees.
The Turtle Survival Alliance invited Patterson to Madagascar to help study potential places in the wild where they can release them. That meant surveying for edible plants.
0.750.
And measuring and weighing tortoises to make sure they're healthy. It could take years before all the rescued tortoises are slowly released into the wild. Now back home in New Ipswich, Patterson says the trip only heightened his love of these animals.
So I guess I would say, like, people don't really look at reptiles and amphibians as much as, like, say, birds or mammals and stuff. So there's, like, a lot of beauty that's right under your nose. So that's kind of what I try to focus on.
Patterson says he's going to make some limited edition prints of radiated tortoises and give the proceeds to the Turtle Survival Alliance. It's the least a turtle artist can do. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.